What's good? Choo-choo! It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
And it's your season 5 guest host 232, and we are
the New York Dolls!
Bow!
What it do, y'all?
Yes, we got
our beloved Addy back.
Yes.
We back, I'm back.
Welcome back, and welcome to our very vulnerable season 5, where we will be traveling deeper into the New York Dolls tunnels than we ever have before. By the end of this season, we will have composed an entire audiobook called The New York Dose's Higher Vibration Handbook of How-To's. And today's how-to is how to embrace your sexuality.
And we'll travel deeper into this chapter of How-To's handbook later. But in typical New York Dose fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the spirituality, and the idiocy of our show. So first segment of this show, y'all already know, is
Empire State of Mind.
I love the
delusion. And this is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we'll be examining our highs since we last met, as well as our lows. So, let's get into you, Addy, since we haven't heard from you.
I'm up.
Scurry along to...
Did you guys miss me?
Course.
That's what I want to know first.
No,
excuse me, don't.
It takes me a while to miss people. It
takes me a lot to miss people, but okay, yes, we did. Yeah. We did miss you.
I missed you guys, but you know,
I seen you was having you a good old time.
I was also in DR, just living it up.
Yes.
But yeah, my overall mood.
I didn't ask you yet. So, how's your overall mood right now?
Hey, yo.
Why are you reminding me of a scary movie? You know, the demon? Yes, my overall mood. I'm happy. I'm very hopeful.
Ooh.
Like, I'm just very, like, shit is just going to work out.
That's right. Yes.
That type of vibe.
And it is.
Exactly. Okay, what are your highs from the last time we met?
And I think that stems from my highs from being in DR and coming back from DR. Here I put... Cerezas, mangoes, and oceans. Oh my.
What the hell is a cereza?
Cerezas are cherries.
Oh.
So that was like one of the biggest things, that and lalabong is like two, like, and mangoes is like my childhood things. Like, I remember like picking cherries and picking mangoes, and like, lalabong is like one of their.
Are you from there?
Well,
DR?
I have family there. I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't born there, but I used to go from 2 to 14 every summer.
Word.
But and like a lot of my family's from there still. Well, some of them are mostly here, but I still have my aunt and like some cousins, my grandma there for my dad's side. So it was just nice to see, like, because my aunt told me how, like, you know, everything changed in DR, like, it's definitely more Americanized, and her house has changed. And she was saying that the trees are not there anymore, so I was sad. But when we got there, she was like, actually, there's one tree growing, and we saw it, and we picked it in the morning. It was just great. So those were my highs, and the ocean was just great. Mangoes.
Cakes by the ocean.
I can imagine the water.
My skin looks so, like, great over there.
Yeah.
Like, it just looks.
It looks great now.
It's kind of glowing now.
No, yeah. When I came back, I got a pimple, but I also had got my period as soon as I came back, so that has to do with that. But,
a pimple and a period.
But,
I hate it.
But my skin was just glowing over there. I was like, yes. And I'd even get tan like that because it was also kind of rainy a lot.
Oh.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I was giving London.
Yes.
London
I
vibes.
I felt like I was in my natural element for sure.
Amazing. What energized you and made you feel upbeat?
Again, being in DR and just being there and just living in the moment and just, you know.
Did you do some reels out there?
I have real worthy stuff in here. I mean, I just recorded stuff, but I didn't. My intention wasn't like reels.
Yeah.
But I do need to make a reel. I should make a reel.
Yes, you should. You should.
The food, y'all. The food. Because remember, I don't know if you remember when I talked about when I went 2 years ago. It was different because I went. It was my first time ever staying in a resort. In
wasn't
VR.
That last year?
2 years now. No, last year.
Yeah.
It was last year. I was at Casa de Campo, which is like a really fancy part.
Resorto.
Yeah, and it was cute, like, but it wasn't like still like DR food, because it's more catered to Americans.
Yeah, of course.
And then when we stayed in the capital, like, I got food poisoning.
Oh, my God.
So this experience was the total opposite when it comes to food, because I was, one, in my aunt's house, so she was, like, cooking more. I was eating at home, and it just felt,
real authentic.
It was just, like, wow. Like, because I always be like, because, you know, I'm from the Heights, and Heights is literally little DR.
Little
like,
DR.
Literally, like, that's, like, DR. But it's, like, there is a difference. Like, the ingredients are just, you just taste the difference. Like, you can have the same chicken, like, everything. But if you make it in DR, it's way different if you make it here. So it was just great. Those were many energetic.
Who made you smile?
Well, I met up with an old friend there in DR, like, since I was young. So that was really nice. Like, just 18 years. 18 years. You know? Kanye boys.
Period.
Nice to catch up and, like, just see, like, the growth and, like, you know, just seeing, like, wow, we dead ass used to just go around the block and just, I used to watch him play basketball and, like, we used to run around and, like, you know, like, just do little things there. And also, seeing my mom, like, just in the ocean. Like,
did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Like, those moments, I was like, yeah, just go.
I was about to say, I feel like she was her happiest when she was alone, away from y'all.
Excuse you. We were equally, it was a mutual feeling. I was just looking at her like, but then also was like, yes, you need to do that. You need to just decompress and just be in the ocean. My mom loves the ocean, too, so it was just nice to see her in that element. And it really made me smile.
What are your lows from the last time we met?
You know, no lows. It was a great week. It was a great week.
Okay, we love it. Any wrongs done to you this week?
No wrongs. Not even gonna say me coming back to New York, because, you know, this is also my hood.
That's right.
It's also just what it is. It's a reality.
When you're home, Nina. How have you been coping with nothing? So no wrongs.
Well,
so
you know, still with you life. Know, still little things. Yeah. But, I'm trying not to dwell a lot on it. That's why I'm like, I've been feeling very hopeful, because I haven't been dwelling so much.
Yes.
You know, it pops up here and there, but not as much this week.
Okay.
But I read up on some Palo Santo, and my morning prayers are just getting stronger and stronger.
Ooh.
And I just feel like,
yes. You're feeling grounded.
Yeah, I'm feeling grounded, like the last episode. I hope you guys tuned in.
Yes. How would you define the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
Yes. Just trying to figure out more sources of income.
Yes, absolutely.
Shmoney 22.
Which you just got another one.
Yes,
so
tonight.
On tonight.
That's why you gotta love New York. Right. I guess you just never know.
That's right.
Where the money resides.
Okay. Now the express train. If all of your problems were wiped away overnight, how do you feel?
I'm feeling super generous. I'm feeling like, you want a car? You want a car?
Ooh, okay. Yes.
And you know, I'm feeling very Oprah.
Okay. Yes. But I wake up in Oprah. How much fun are you having?
Infinite amount.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Infinite. Okay. And what difference are you making in the world?
I would also be helping others create, to say those lines, you want a car, you want a car.
Period. And then the whole world will have cars.
Cars for everybody.
Yes. And then the CO2 emissions will rise, and then we'll all die.
Oh my God.
That's what was going through my brain, like, too. I was like, yeah, everybody get a car. Fuck global warming.
There we go.
Electric, you know, Tesla.
Them shits be ugly.
Tesla's not that ugly.
Man, they got one model that I like.
I like all the ugly looking cars. I'm with it. Like, yes.
Cheating on Artemis with the ugly bitch. That's
crazy. I'm transferring Artemis' soul into it, baby. That's how we roll.
You're going to transfer Artemis into an ugly bitch?
Yeah.
I love Artemis, but he's a little warm.
Yes, that's an old boy now.
Artemis been around for a while.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Saying. I love him. Yep. Artemis, you know I love you, don't.
Artemis,
man. Artemis had his time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Me and Artemis, we about to be in our, we be on our altered carbon shit. We going to have to exchange that Solio. All right, Abby, you're going to, who you going to do next?
I want to do two. Let's do two.
Period.
Bow.
All right, two. Boop, how is your overall mood right now?
I'm calm. I'm happy.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel rich.
Ooh, amazing.
I feel rich, bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bitch. Yes. You say know, it, I feel it. That energy too.
I do feel rich though, for
yes.
real.
Say it, yes. Say it. I love to hear it. Love to hear it. Highs from the last time we met. What energized you? Made you feel a beat?
I had a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna start off with the most important, the one that made me feel the most fulfilled.
Mm.
Yes. And that is the SOBs show.
Yes! Yes.
SOBs! If y'all don't already know, SOBs is that
legendary
spot in New York City right yes. here. That's all the fact. Artists, if you're trying to be an artist and you haven't performed in SOBs, you're not an artist.
Anybody that is a great now has touched the SOBs yes. stage at one point in their career. You have to.
It's like being on Law and Order for actors.
Facts.
Or like back in the day, the Apollo.
It's true.
Word up. But the SOBs show was just so amazing. Like, my energy going into it was so amazing. The crowd response and just how comfortable
yes.
I was on stage in comparison to like the rest of my shows that I've done.
Mm.
Like, everybody that was there, like the homies and shit that pulled up and have seen me perform multiple times, my family and shit that seen me perform multiple times.
So
was
we
like,
talking growth.
This is literally your best show that you've had.
Yes.
Ever. You know
what
no I'm
saying?
No
one recorded it.
That's amazing.
So
oh, I got it all on camera.
It. Okay.
Oh, look at this pop up.
Share that.
I got it all on camera. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, footage of that coming very soon. But yeah, it was just a very like love-filled night, and I could feel the love from everybody inside the room and just like seeing people dancing to the song, like actually dancing to the songs and yes. shit like that. When I'm
did you feel my love?
Sensation. Nah, I didn't.
I was at work, but I was still sending you love.
I felt it. I definitely felt the love, because I definitely got hit up by a lot of people that day, and it was just like, yo, bro, I can't make it, but, like, kill your show. Right. And that's also, like, one of the, I'm not going to say the first time that that's happened, but, like, it's not really common that when I have a show, a lot of people hit me up and, like, yo, do good.
Mm.
You know? So I was definitely getting a lot of that from you. Addy sent me yeah. something, too.
I love it.
You know? So, yeah, it was just a lot of love that day.
Love I'm waltzing.
Well for you.
Yesterday, I was on the couch talking to my homie, to my nigga Link.
Okay.
And because we live together now. So yeah, I was like, man, you know, when my income tax come next week, I'm about to like bust all these moves to get the cannabis shit that I need and all that passport and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally, not even like 2 minutes after I said that, like half of the big income tax check, half of that shit came through to my bank account.
Yes.
I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You call that like, shit early.
Word. I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro. So when that happened, I paid 2 months of my rent in advance.
Period.
So
you better do it.
I had to put myself out, because I don't like stressing about that shit, bro.
Yeah.
What else we got? I ran into my girl after the show.
Mm.
I went to pianos with some of the coworkers.
Oh my pianos. Fucking gosh.
They be hating on pianos, but pianos the spot. I love pianos.
Yo, I probably had like a whole bottle of Jameson to my little 5'7" self.
Not the little 5'7". I'm crying.
There, right? I
ain't pay for shit.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay, good. Perfect.
As it should be.
I was lit as fuck. And yeah, I ran into my girl outside that night. Because she was actually in pianos,
where
too.
Where you just ran just, into her? Like,
no, she was in pianos, oh. too, with her friends. Mm-hmm. But we was on different levels. I was upstairs and she was downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I ran into her because I was outside for like 30 minutes talking to this dude down mm-hmm. from Suicide.
Oh, my.
And she like came around the corner and she was like, Saya. I was like, yo, give me a minute. I was like, I see you. Love you. Give me a minute. Because this nigga's about to kill himself.
Oh, my gosh. So,
but yeah, like.
Oh, my God. I thought Suicide was a neighborhood. This...
No, bro. I was talking this dude out of committed suicide.
Oh, and, my God. You know how you say, like, out of Compton? I was talking to this nigga, like, out of Compton. I thought suicide was a neighborhood. That's wild. This story took a left for me.
Nah, but it was a good moment, though, because I just, like, I was drunk as fuck, but I was, like, really just speaking life into this nigga, you know, and mm-hmm. making him, like, value his life. Mm-hmm. And that nigga like cried on my shoulder and shit. Aww. I gave him a hug and all that. And yeah, I hope
yes, you better be the good. Angel. You yeah. better be the vessel for his messenger. Were. Yeah.
Before the show, I did some spiritual baths. I did a breaking bath the day before, and got all these lumen eyes off of me and shit. Mm. All this like excess energy off of me. So I felt
interesting.
Like, and then the day of the show, I did a sweet bath, and I was just like in my shower. Like, I never actually say affirmations to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the one day that I actually practiced it. Mm-hmm. And the way that day and like the next couple days went was just so amazing. Mm. So that was a big part of it. And then I also tripped acid with this nigga.
Yeah.
At my house.
Yes, stay with the
with the shit.
It sounds like we do it often. No,
I know, but well, we don't. Don't know,
but oh, yeah, you
I don't
want
to do acid. I'll do shrooms.
Stop being a big pussy.
Nah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know when we get shrooms, because next time I'm not trying to do acid. Yeah.
Stop being a big pussy and do the fucking acid. No. This is peer pressure.
So yeah. That's wow. Pretty much it. It was just a lot of high moments.
Baths,
yeah.
Yeah. I got back on my magic shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got back on my magic shit. For real. I stopped practicing that shit mm-hmm. for a long like time because I was just getting too I was getting too wrapped up in this material
mm-hmm.
world and grinding and making money and shit that I like. We spoke about that on one of the episodes.
We actually, did.
Where I just like kind of not forsake, but I just put it on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
My spiritual shit and all that, but yeah, I got back to it and everything definitely been shifting around. So
love that.
Yeah,
all right, who made you smile?
Seeing everybody at the show, of course. Yes. And just receiving all of that love. Mm-hmm. Running into my girl after the show, I spent a couple days with her. After that, and good old Benjamin Frank.
Period.
Okay.
Me and Benjamin Franco stay at the Banco. Yes.
Knowles, from the last time we met, what brought you down, made you feel sad this week?
Made me feel angry.
Mm.
Fucking MTA. Y'all suck, bro. Mm. Y'all suck so bad. Like, I don't even know why niggas pay y'all. And when I say niggas, I mean everybody else, because I don't pay y'all.
Right. Period.
Y'all suck. Like, there's always some type of delays going on with trains. Y'all niggas be making me late to work. Y'all niggas made me late here today. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all saw the new story that came out with the shit in the bag?
No.
Wait, somebody threw shit in a bag at somebody, right?
Yes!
And he was doing it. I was like, yo.
Smashed it in her face!
Yeah, I heard about that. That shit was crazy.
I was like, I would have probably fainted right there.
If I seen that, I would have kicked that nigga.
Yo, I don't know what I would do. Imagine you're sitting on the fucking train and a bag of shit. This guy comes with a bag of shit and smashes it.
I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna say for the sake of legal matters.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yes, exactly. But this girl's like, ew.
Nah, your world. I don't care who you are, your world would be rocked. Like, you probably would just be sitting there stuck for like 20, like, you would just be sitting there stuck for like 20 seconds. Like,
I don't care if I die trying, I would fucking find a way.
It's definitely going
to I just want to say it's 6:14.
Oh, yeah, shout out to that. Like, I'll probably be like distraught for a little minute.
Yeah.
Shock.
When I tell you that you better get off of that train fast, you better get off that train fast. Yo, I'm gonna put you up under the bitch.
It's getting bad. Like, that was really bad. I forgot what happened to the girl. I think they took her to the hospital. I would want to be rushed to the hospital
because she probably caught some type of awkward ass disease.
Awkward disease.
You just never know.
Some unspoken of shit, bro.
But like, they were just talking. This influencer was talking about it. And she was like, you guys are thinking like these, like, tourists, you know, a lot of tourists come here. It's like, this shit keeps happening. Y'all not gonna have, like, no tourist wants to come. Like, my friends in DR were just like, we see what's happening over there. Like, we don't want to go over there. I'm like, y'all have machetes over here.
I was about to say, well, we see what's happening over there, so relax. Like,
I know, it was like a two thing, but I kind of felt that too, because, you know, we have been in the news a lot.
Yeah, we have.
Anyway, but yo.
Another thing that was just like, what the fuck? This random ass snow.
Yo, which now it's like,
now it's gone.
Like Gotham City outside.
Now, I bet all them niggas that called out, y'all going on y'all shifts tonight, but y'all can't get it. Period.
Co-check the weakest link. But, yeah. yeah, man, that random ass snow. I came out the train station and I was just like, bro, I am not dressed for this at all. Like, I got one pair of pants on.
I felt like it was the day after tomorrow. Like my, I was like walking. I was like, I had to walk backward. I'm like, it was not like this uptown when I left.
Oh yeah, Poppy, what happened? Yeah.
Crying. My angel sent me a ride through Monet. And,
this cat been annoying me after work. I ain't gonna hold you, bro, because like I ain't been home in a couple days, so she like probably wants wild affection and shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bro, this is a yo. I be tired, bro, and I'm just like, listen, I gave you food, I gave you water, stop fucking meowing for me to pet you because I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, that's the thing about your cat. Your cat is very vocal. You're at least Brooklyn is not vocal, which thank God. Your motherfucking cat be like, she be talking, bro, she chatty.
Like constant.
I thought cats were the most independent.
That's
what
that's what I'm saying. No, she's literally like the female Brooklyn. Like, it's crazy.
So we got the cuddly cats is what we got.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
The cats with the real spirit. That shit
like, yes.
That shit like having a girlfriend.
Yes. It's, yeah, it's
don't
humans.
Don't leave you alone, though.
Like, yep.
Excuse me. I'm like, that totally.
That's you, Addy.
No.
I am crying. Why all I see is this in my head. I will never forget that.
Oh, man. All right. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
Nah, no wrongs. No wrongs. Okay. Nobody loves that line.
Well, have you been coping with stuff, though, still? I see you.
Coping with life. You
okay,
know?
Yeah. Period. Let's hear how you've been coping.
You know, I'm still doing my push-ups and shit when I get angry. Just practicing detachment from, like, certain thoughts and shit that's just not well for me.
Yes.
Spending time with friends, of course, that's always like uplifting for the mood and helps. Playing video games just to help take my mind off like the hustle and bustle.
Yes.
Smoking weed whenever it's given to me.
Okay.
And listening to music.
Yes.
Yeah, just listening to a lot of like chill ass music and just various types of music. It's like it boosts my morale to find new shit.
Love it.
The mood altering playlists.
Yes. Facts. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
I wouldn't really call it a challenge because I'm really in the midst of like shifting this around for myself, but just changing my relationship with money and how I look at spending money, you know, and just not spending money with fear and worry and just having that faith that it's going to return back to me with increase. And every time that I practice that faith, it always does, you know, like I spent hella bread today. Fucking with cabs and shit. I bought this vape and all that. And I was like, damn, I don't want to drop below 800. And then I got like hit up for a job proposal through my music shit. So
yes.
I'm probably about to do that before I go to Texas and just have that extra bread.
Stash. What kind is that? Is that a tobacco one or a weed one?
Oh, no, nah, it's a, I don't, I'm not buying weed right now, bro.
Oh.
That's a tobacco, like a hookah.
It's a vape. Yeah, it's a regular vape.
I love how you still, how you're not still, but how you like getting, like it seems like you're getting more work with your music.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I definitely am. And it's just, honestly, I think it's because I'm just like putting myself out there and I got, I've gotten past the point of just like caring so much about how many people are looking at it, who's watching and all of this shit. And it's just like, you know, I'm just, I'm in a space of really just being myself. It's like, I know that I'm nice as shit.
Right.
I work to be nice as shit.
Yep.
So it's kind of just living in that, and through living in that, a lot of people have been approaching me like, hey, yo, you nice as shit, let me get you on something.
Right.
And I'm just like, hey, let me get that bread and we could talk about something.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah,
love it. Okay. Yeah.
The Miracle question,
if all your problems are wiped away, how do you feel?
I'm feeling like $1 million.
Period.
Yeah, nah, I just feel really, really zen mode, at peace, not worrying about anything. I feel great, ready to spread love, baby.
Ooh, it's the Brooklyn way.
Do it.
Facts.
Do it. Wow, what difference are you making?
I would be creating jobs in the cannabis industry, helping talented upcoming artists with whatever like information and resources I've acquired over the course of time. And of course, still helping to aid in the end of homelessness, because that shit should not be an issue.
Yeah. Right.
So we're gonna get into this nigga. Yes. Derek. Mr. DJ.
Yes.
How is your overall mood right now, man?
I am horny.
He's been like this since like 10 a.m.
Yep. Just very horny, very high, and a little bit sad because like I'm normally not affected by like news in the world or anything like that. But when I got on, when I logged on to Instagram today, when I got home from work, the first two pieces of things that I saw, it was like, all right, so the first thing that I saw was that, what's that girl name? Tracy Braxton. Tracy Braxton died.
I seen that on Twitter.
Yes.
I watched that show. I love them. And she, I loved her.
Yeah.
I sent it to my sister right away because we watched it.
Yeah.
Together.
I don't know too much about her or the family, but I do know that they were like tight knit. But I also know sometimes they got into a lot of arguments. So I just instantly felt like, I don't know, I just felt like, oh my God, like this poor family. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just like felt that.
I felt that too.
And then I logged off because I was just like, wow, that was too much. So then I got back on, and then it was like Hailey Bieber is suffering from like brain something. So she's in the hospital.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't even know this girl. Fuck with her. But I was just like, I just felt so sad. I was like, damn, Hailey, like Justin. And you know what I mean? Like I know these motherfuckers, but I'm just like, damn, like, so I logged off again, and I was just like, this is too much. And yeah, I just stayed off.
It's too much. Let me go back to my being horny.
Yes, I was like, let me just.
Yo, how does that work for you, bro? Because you've been horny since 10 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
The compartments. Why doesn't it go away?
I don't know. This is the thing.
My shit go away.
No.
My shit go away.
No. My shit is like, if it's not, it's like there's one answer to the equation. And if we don't reach that answer, the problem is going to be there until we get there.
Relax.
I need.
Use that good old lefty.
Nigga said he need Zick.
Yeah.
Use that lefty.
I don't want to.
Right. You're lefty and right.
Yeah, I actually told him. I actually told him that shit this morning. I was like, nigga, go beat your meat.
Right.
Like, and he was like, that's not what I want right now. Yeah. I was like, I feel you, but you know what I'm saying? You keep texting me that you want to bust a nut, bro. I don't know what that's about. Like, go do that.
I just want some, you know. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right. So, highs from the last time we met, man. What energized you and made you feel upbeat?
Oh, so, as Tu mentioned earlier, we had our acid trip together.
We sure did.
Which was very fun, as it always is. And I got two primary lessons out of it that I will be talking about in my gym section. Also, my one coworker, I love my coworkers in my... at one of my jobs. I mean, I love my coworkers everywhere, but these two girls, they just be holding me down. But anyway, so she took us on a little weed run. I don't know. But she took us to this THC, CBD, you know, cannabis store in Brooklyn, in Mill Basin, before or after?
Deep.
After one of our shifts,
yeah,
she took us over there.
Deep as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
It's nice though around there.
I know. So she took us over there. Cannabis shop run by white people. I was like, of fucking course. You know, I was like, this could have been so easy for black people to do. So that did kind of tick me off because I was like, damn, they doing this shit so fucking well. But I mean, hey, what happened?
Actually, in New York, let me see if I find it.
Oh, yeah, that thing about the, like, they're trying to give priority to...
marijuana conventions will be offered their first retail license.
Yes, yeah, I do love that.
Yeah, I'm about to get that shit, too.
I'm like, they better do something.
I'm about to get that shit, too, because I'm about to start growing.
There you go. But anyway, yeah, walked into that store. The store was fucking phenomenal. It was fabulous in there. And long story short, I ended up walking out with a vape pen... I walked out with a vape and some shit called, like, I don't know, avalanche or snow something. I don't know. But
is it great you have it on with you? Where is it?
Yeah, I do. You
give
fiend.
Give it right now. Pass that shit.
And you know, it's so crazy.
We're gonna play vaping.
Excuse you. And it's so crazy because, like, I was talking to my coworkers as we were making this purchase. I was like, you know, this is so wild. I was like, because I don't smoke by myself. I was like, but I like wonder how I'm going to incorporate this into like my habits and like what this is going to mean like for me personally. And like so far, like I've only like sent, I think we bought it like 3 days ago. Since then, I've only puffed twice a day, and like that's like all that I be, that's all that I need, and I want to keep myself there. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to be like smoking it. You know, I like my little two puffs. I'll be good. So I like that. And also, I got a whole bunch of new skincare products, and it's crazy because I don't normally really I don't really have a skincare routine. I just be using water, but I got a whole bunch of cool like skincare products. So I'm excited for in a month what. How it's going to enhance my natural beauty. So yeah, those are my highs.
Yes, got you. I need to come up with a skincare puff. Routine.
Yeah, hello.
I don't know why I'm laughing because you said puff.
All right, so who made you smile?
So the night that we did the acid trip, I had to go to one of my jobs the next day. Mm-hmm.
I'm annoyed.
don't be coming for.
Sorry, y'all. Because I already know. I see the itinerary, and I was like, oh wow, it's no one. Oh, it's still there. Oh, we'll get there.
But yeah, so like I was like freaking out because I was like, damn. I was like, I'm not gonna be, because like this job I have very early in the morning, and I was just like, damn, I'm not gonna be able to do this. Like da da da. But then I was like, you know, but like I can. And I was talking to Skittles, and Skittles was like, just call out. And I was like, damn, you don't believe in me? And she was just like, just call out. And then I said it out loud to do. I was like, damn, what should I do? And he was like, nigga, just call out. And I was just like, oh, fine.
We were on acid, bro. Like we were literally on acid, and this nigga had to be like, where you had to go, like what, uptown or some shit, bro?
Had to be in the Bronx.
Nigga had to be in the Bronx by like 8.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, this shit's gonna wear off at, and it was gonna wear off at like 5, bro.
Yeah, crazy. Also, I was doing something and whatever. I was like on the highway, and then I realized that I had left my coolant cap on the windshield of my car, and that just made me smile because I was like, this shit could have dead flung off. It would have been a whole different problem. And I was so I just like pulled over and like put it back inside where it was supposed to go. But I was just like, I just chuckled to myself. I was like, I'm so crazy.
I love those little moments where I've done some crazy things and I just look at myself, I'm like, wow.
Yes. You're like, damn. Also, Hassan made me smile.
There it is, y'all. There it is. I was like, oh, Hassan is not, he is on this.
Our weekly Hassan mention. Yes, we love you, Hassan.
We love you, our weekly Hassan mention. But he was, funny enough, so when I left your house, he was already in my room at my house.
I'm crying.
And as we were talking and stuff, he was like, what you was doing, like, da, da, da. And I was
tell that nigga pull up next time and stop asking so many questions.
Hey, there it is. He was like, what y'all did? He was like, what y'all did? Y'all did shrooms. I was like, no, we did acid. And then he was like, oh, okay. And then I was like moving around, like doing stuff. And he was like, yeah, I could tell. He was like, your spirit is like resetting. He was like, I knew that there was something like different about you, like da, da, da. And I was just like, oh, he just always notices the little thing.
Yo, how does nigga explain shit?
Be
so fucking hilarious to me, bro. Because this nigga talks like he's in a relationship. Yes. With everybody.
That ass.
That should be so funny.
Oh, but you know, Hassan, everything, we basically are in a relationship.
Very intense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also the little nigga that I've been dating.
Is it a nigga, though?
Well,
that man looked like he's from motherfucking Ireland.
White chocolate.
I am crying. Yes, he's white. He looks like Prince Charming. but he's been making me smile. He's really cool, and
I wanna be the reason you smile.
That's what we doing right
there
now.
There it is.
All right, so we gotta get into the lows, man.
Y'all.
So what brought you down and made you feel sad this week?
Calling out made me feel yucky because it just made me feel like, I don't know. It made me feel like, yeah, whatever like that it is, it made me feel like it beat me. Because I could have definitely went and how I was operating. I could have done it because I was still fucking up, like, you know what I mean? Like, I could have definitely done it and made that bag for the day, but I also acknowledged that I needed rest. So that grace that we speak about, that, you know, I gave myself, because I work every day of the week. Like, yep,
all day.
Every day of the
same,
week.
Same, brother.
It's all crazy. Day. Yeah.
Most of the day. You have, like, what, 2 hours to yourself?
I guess. It doesn't even feel like it, because, you know, like, yeah, in those 2 hours.
They could be traveling.
Either we're texting about dough stuff, or, you know what I mean? Now, these motherfuckers is texting me all the time, so it's just, like, wild. But, yeah, so that was that. My mother is feeling sick. She, like, went to the... not like her normal doctor, but she went somewhere. Her iron is like really low and shit like that. And yeah, I know. Yeah. But her doctor told her to go to the ER to like do something. So I've just been telling her to like go. And also,
did she go?
She hasn't gone yet. So I was pressing her today about it. Yeah, but you see, she stopped eating red. She like tried to mimic my diet. So she stopped eating red meat and stuff like that.
So she needs to just balance.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's different with women. Yeah. But yeah, that's that. And then also she was like sad the other day because she lost her phone and she's never done that before. So she just felt like very down in the dumps because literally she also is one of those people, which I don't know why, because she's not that old, but she's also one of those people that like didn't want to connect like any of her information to the phone. So iCloud wasn't set up or like any of that stuff. So literally all her photos from the last like decade like got lost, and she had photos of like my aunt and my grandma and stuff like that. So she was like really down in the dumps about it. And you know, my like solution based ass, I was like, just take more photos. I was like, you got to move on. I was like, there's nothing we can do. And she was mad sad. But I went and I bought her a new phone. So that also killed my pocket. And she was mad that she was like, you're the best son in the world. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you spend some money, you ain't really want to spend. Yeah, right. Yeah, all right.
So it was, and then while I was there, that's another high. Because while I was there buying her new phone, I upgraded my phone. So
yeah,
I got that new. Okay. That 13 Pro Max. You thought you was leading away, but I'm here,
wow,
baby.
With the
blue. That's nice. Yeah, that's
nice, right? Nice. Sexy. So yeah. Also, yo, me and Zaquan. So I tried to plan Zammy, this. I know Zammy. So I was just with you. You know, we went to go pick up the shit. Artemis was cool, and he was cool. You know what I'm saying? So there's times
we had to pull over.
We had to pull over, but you know, he was chilling for the most part. So during that week when Artemis was mostly chilling, me and Zaquan had planned the date with each other to go see the new Batman that came out on the next Monday.
Have you seen it yet?
Yes. Okay, so we accomplished the date. I picked a theater in Staten Island because
and you want to bring Artemis all the way to Boston?
Hear me out.
Yeah, please explain this shit.
My heart is racing.
Like, right. Niggas don't go to Staten Island for nothing.
For nothing, right?
I go to Staten Island to see my sister.
But, I, you know, we be feeling bougie sometimes. So I was like, this is why I did it. Because Zaquan only goes to the Alamo Theater in Brooklyn, which is a dining theater. Like, they run up to you, they bring your food to you,
Zaquan loves that. Facts.
So he always convinces me to go there with him. But because I'm an AMC A-list member, the last time we went, I told him, I was like, I'm not going to any other theater besides AMC anymore. I was like, it does not make sense for me. Mm-hmm. So he finally compromised. And this time he was like, all right, girl, we could go to one of your theaters. So I was like, I'll still give you the same experience by going to a dining theater. So I was like, we can go to the one in Staten, because it was either one in Jersey or one in Staten Island.
Yeah, because I know there's one in Jersey.
Exactly. But the one in Staten Island is technically closer to my house. Like, it's only 40 minutes away, driving wise.
That's
so
still a lot for driving.
I mean, it's like 40 minutes to get here though from my house. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, we could eat this drive. So we go, we do it. Bitch, when I tell you, I will never forget this. We were on the highway still. Artemis was going crazy. We had 11 minutes left till we got to the theater. When I tell you, this nigga started smoking. Like, smoke was coming. Like, smoke was filling up the inside of the car. And I was, yo, and Zaquan is already a very paranoid person.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was trying not to freak out because I didn't want him to freak out, but I could feel his eyes looking at me like, girl, what the fuck is happening? And I was just there like, everything's fine. I was just driving.
It's not fine.
I was just driving. And he was like, bitch, we're going to have to pull over and get an Uber. He was like, you're going to have to leave this car here. And I was like, just relax, just calm. I was like, we're 11 minutes away. We're going to make it. Like, I had to drive on the fucking highway at 15 miles an hour. Like, everybody was passing me. It was like, it was just crazy. It was just so crazy. It took us like an extra 20 minutes to actually get there. So we finally get there. And as we pull into the AMC lot, and I'm like rubbing Artemis's stomach the whole time. As we pull into the AMC lot, the whole thing is like, and smoke is coming from inside, outside, all around. We look like a ball of fucking fire. Like, it was like a fucking sitcom. When I tell you I pulled, when I tell you I pulled into the spot and we both hopped out and shut the door. But I was just like, thank you, God. Thank you, my ancestors. I was like, Artemis, you did so good. I said, you got us here. You got us here. Like, you did so good. You did so, good. So we go, we see the movie. Batman is a man. Yes, the fuck else I was gonna do?
Something like you have to put water or something like in the engine.
I don't
like
know.
Something.
I didn't do it. I just left him there. I just, you know, turned him off, of course, so the engine wasn't running. Go inside. We see the movie. The movie is spectacular. It's so good. I've never really sat down. Well, in the last hour of the movie, I started having anxiety because I was like, how the fuck are we gonna get back home? So the movie ends. We come outside. We get an Artemis, and it starts off good. And then literally like 5 minutes into the drive, he starts beeping. And I'm just like, oh my God. It took us like 2 hours to get home. Like, cause I had to go so slow. We had to keep pulling over. It's like fucking midnight. I gotta be in the Bronx at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, it was just so bad. It was
so bad. But that's what you get for going to Staten Island and Artemis.
I don't give a fuck cause I still did what I did and I still got home. So who gonna tell me something? What, who? Yeah, I does what I want to do.
That damn bill playing. When you gotta buy a new car, man.
Your ancestors is getting tired. They're working overtime.
Yes, talking all that shit about who gonna tell me something, nigga. That damn car note.
Talk about it.
Them ancestors working overtime.
I know. I'm trying.
But I'm happy you guys are safe.
Yeah, we're safe. I haven't been to him since. I've been, you know.
Yeah, leave that nigga alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just time to just.
Leave it that is time. It is time. Yeah.
He is done.
We gonna figure it out. So
all right. So no have wrongs. This. No wrongs.
No wrongs.
Cool. How have you been coping?
I've just been walking.
Nigga ain't got a choice.
Exactly. That part, that fucking part right there. Yo, it was mad funny. You know, in the message yesterday when Andrew was like, get in the car.
Yeah.
And I put a question mark. So it was because I was walking to Knockdown Center and this nigga dead ass like drove past me, but I didn't even realize that it was him or anything like that because I had in my earphones and shit. I was just rocking out, texting the world, and all I see is a dude talking about get in, and then he pulled over in front of me and I was like, oh, how convenient was this? So I had a ride to work. I had a ride back home in the morning. I got a ride to work tonight. So all is well. You know, the universe is figuring it out for me.
Okay. We love that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, and then the vape pen too. The vape pen is also how I've just been bring coping. It out now. Excuse okay. you.
So how would Fiend. You define the biggest I'm crying. How would you define the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
Artemis.
I wouldn't say that's a challenge.
You don't think so?
That shit done, bro. Yeah, that's like that shit is done.
I'm never letting go. He's in the shop right now. He's not in my dealership shop. He's in a different shop. And they're working on some things. And I believe that they're going to revive him. So
how much more?
right.
This job is supposedly going to cost around like $200 to $300. You know, which is not bad. It's not crazy, but on top of everything else I've been spending, it's been a very expensive.
Given the condition that your car is in right now, my nigga,
yeah, mm-hmm.
$200 to $300 don't sound like it's gonna fix that bitch up. But I got faith. I got faith.
Me too.
I got faith that Artemis will return.
I think so too. I think he's gonna resurrect like the beautiful phoenix that I know him to be.
All right. So now we're going to get into the miracle question. If all your problems are wiped away, how do you feel? How much fun are you having, my brother?
I feel free. Like, I can drive anywhere I want to again. I feel like a bird.
You are a bird.
I know.
I'm like a bird.
That's what I was thinking about that song, too. Away.
Yes. So what difference would you be making in the world?
I would just be getting a lot more dick right now, to be honest.
That helps the world a lot.
Flying away like a bird.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, a dicked up Derek is a happy Derek, and a happy Derek is...
You seem pretty happy. You seem pretty happy right now without the dick.
Exactly. Yeah, no. So just imagine, you know what I mean? Like...
Why feel this non-alcoholic beer? I'm drunk.
Me too.
I'm drunk.
Y'all capping. Y'all niggas is lying.
Niggas said I don't feel shit.
But all right, now we're going to get into the ball drop.
Yes.
We have to keep hope alive during these times. So here at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's as we watch the spherical life fall. So we're going to get into our completed goals. Addie?
I posted a dance video.
We love that.
Yes. For a second, I thought this said pole dancing. But yes, I saw your posted dance video. Loved it.
Shout out to that. So that was one of my goals.
Yes, it was.
And I posted one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see this.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was just a little freestyle.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that in a minute.
Off-mall-zing. Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I said off-mall-zing. Beautiful. What about you two?
Man, I washed my clothes.
Period.
Yes.
I got that carpet for the cat.
Yes, she did.
Scratch.
Yeah, so she just been rolling around and doing her shit on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, leave me alone. Go fuck with
crying.
That shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been looking at gifts. I've been like compiling lists.
Okay.
For my homies.
Oh, I hope I'm
of just
there.
Like shit that I mean you will be.
Ooh, he said you will be now that he said something. No,
I just gotta get around to it. I've been thinking. I'm a very thoughtful gift giver, so I've just been thinking very hard about what to get people.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been compiling those lists.
Period.
I got my flight to Austin for South by Southwest.
Yeah!
Yeah, you feel me? Actually, I am trying to get on a little mechanical bull because everybody get thrown off them hoes, and I don't think that shit happened to me.
I can't wait to see the video.
Yeah. Hey, and if I bust my ass, it's all good.
That's right.
No, it's all good. Don't go back.
Nah, it's fine either way.
I hear
but
that.
We gonna stay on the bull.
I love it.
Still working out. I gave my dad his clothes back so he could stop calling me about him.
Oop.
Nah, he kept calling. He was like, "Yo, you got my jacket, and that shit go with mad in my clothes." I was like, "Word." He was like, "I need that shit, man."
I was like,
"Word." I got over $500 because of income tax.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I expressed my love to my girl through words. I didn't write the letter. I just said it.
Okay.
So yeah, that was cool.
How did that go?
Yeah.
It went amazing.
Nice. You know,
it just kind of like it just anytime we express ourselves like that, it just kind of like solidifies the relationship more.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Oh, mal zing.
Que vive el amor.
Si.
So what about you, man?
Nothing. I have nothing. I've stuck to my consistent workout routine of doing my push-ups and my sit-ups / crunches before I get into the shower. Yeah, it's cute. I cannot shower until I do it.
My boy trying to get right for curacao.
Absolutely. Ooh, that was a goal too, but also a high. I ordered all of my nighttime outfits for curacao. All five, they on their way here.
I love.
I'll be looking like a bad bitch.
I love nighttime vacation pajamas. Like,
oh, not pajamas, but I see what you're talking about.
he talking about the thought fits.
Yes, but because you know, like, we're gonna be going to dinner every night. So.
Oh, every night.
Dinner where?
On the resort.
Yes, okay. Where it's free. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But they have different. They have different that's, restaurants.
That's yeah. Hey, listen. That he said the word I was looking for.
Hello, period.
Well, included in the package.
Well, included. Yes,
that shit
yes,
free.
Yes.
Love it. Oh, yeah. That's what you meant. Not pajamas.
Yeah, outfits for the night. Yeah. I'll be looking like I'm on a reality TV show. Like, we're going to be on Real World or fucking Desperate, whatever. You know, the Housewives.
Yeah. You know they're making a boys club? A bad boys club?
Oh, shit.
That shit going to be lame because niggas going to want
to... We're gay and straight.
It's going to be raunchy.
That's going to be very messy.
It's going to be very messy. It's going to be very raunchy. And I feel like I'm going to be annoyed by a lot of them because sometimes they be doing the most.
No. There's gonna be,
I'm excited to see it.
There's going to be one secretly gay nigga.
I was going to say.
And he's going to be getting his dick sucked like every other night.
Yes. I was just about to say, I'm here for the DL relationship.
The nigga's going
to want to
fight and they're not going to let him.
Yep. Ooh, I'm so ready.
That shit is going to be crazy. Okay, so who?
You, both of us.
Huh?
What you mean, huh?
I ain't doing that shit, bro.
You know, come on. We could be on the Bad Boys Club.
I ain't trying to be on the Bad Boys Club.
I would be the type of bad boy that's like very mischievous. I would turn the whole house against each other and be the one that remains at the top at the end.
I would be the one. I'll be the one that stay out the mix, but everybody come to me about this shit.
Right. Absorbing all the tea.
Facts. I'll just be like, word. He did what?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Damn.
And then you come back and tell me so I could turn everybody against each other.
A lion.
Yes. They won't even know.
I'm they fucking won't even crying. Know.
Well, if they hear the episode now. Well.
Hey, close your ears. All right. So, anybody got goals for next week? Who want to go first?
I'm trying to be like y'all. Get on my back on my physical. Stretch every day. Keep working on choreo.
You coming to Curacao?
Yes, I am coming to Curacao.
Period.
Or another. Curacao.
I ain't feel like doing it that time.
Yeah.
I did it.
So I plan to be on doing that, you know, just creating and working on this body.
Period. This body.
We love
it. Stamina mostly.
Gotta start running.
Yeah. Jumping jacks.
That too.
I still want to go to a Trustworthy Auto Shop, but maybe I've already done that. My mother selected this location, so when we get him back, we'll see. Oh, I did go to the nail salon already, so I'm going to get rid of that. I got to figure out the new car, which I've slowly been looking at that, but I got to really find time to sit down and do it. Got to write the play shit. Got to go through my personal tasks. And I have completed a lot of tasks in my personal list, so, you know, that's coming underway. Did not write my heart manifesto, but have been coming across some, you know, worthy niggas. And just continue to keep working out more consistently. Yes. I want to get back into the gym. Yes. I've been doing all the home shit, but I want to get back into the gym. But my schedule is so crazy.
Yo, if I get back into the gym, dog, and start lifting weights and shit,
I dare you.
This shit gonna be different. I mean, I'm about to just build the gym at the crib. Me and my producer, because like I ain't with that fucking monthly expense shit to be going in. I don't like working out around a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
I feel
that shit
you.
Is weird to me. I mean, not weird, it's just like that should be packed sometime.
You know,
I ain't trying to do that.
WeWork hasn't opened their gym here.
Yeah, I know.
Probably could have got a cute. I mean, but the thing is with here is like we take pictures and stuff. So yeah. But they have showers. When they open it, they have showers there.
If they ever fucking open it.
Yeah, if they ever open it.
We love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm gonna do this week, but I just need to do it. The listing out my financial, career, and romantic goals.
Yes.
For life.
Yep.
Maintaining my workout schedule, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need to meditate a lot before I'm around so many people. Come
Absolutely.
South by Southwest.
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
It's not the same as it used to be, but I'm still gonna have a great time.
That's right.
So yeah, that's another goal, to have a great time at South by Southwest.
You will.
Or just in Texas in general, because I'm not gonna just be in Austin.
Barbecue.
Facts.
Ryan.
Word. Start towards stashing $500 by April 8th to put towards crypto.
Yes.
My friend challenged me to that yesterday because he just moved to Argentina.
Okay.
And
expat living.
Hmm.
Expat living or just like.
What is ex?
Like, he's working over there? Like,
well, he has business here because the U.S. dollar stretches fucking crazy out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he works, like, here remotely, I'm assuming. And then
yeah.
That's the goal. That's the goal. Talk
and so he was talking to me yesterday.
What
he was like,
what do you do remotely? We got to talk on camera.
But yeah, I was talking to him yesterday, and he was like, yo, bro, like, that life that everybody trying to get. He was like, you slide out here and like make sure you have some business back in the States. You could do that shit out here. Mm. And I was just like, word. So he challenged me to save up $500 to put into crypto so I could start accruing bread that way as well. Okay. Still resting. Mm. I still need to get some pussy. Mm. I need to do my fucking passport.
Oh my God.
And when the rest of this bread come through, me and Andrew need to get together and book this trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
For Curaçao.
Periosa.
And I want to get at least 2 feature songwriting gigs. I already got one. So.
Okay.
Period.
Yes, indeed. We gonna get into the gems.
Gem. One gem I found. I had. I was watching. I think this goes with my gems and affirmation from the. Got inspired from the interview with Jay Shetty and Lauren London. It's a recent one, and it was really good. She was great. Mm-hmm. And he said something. He said, when people are in our space wins, the space wins. And ooh. I just really love that. Because it's just like, you know, one person wins, we all win.
Like, it's just so
reminding
true.
Everyone of that mentality. Yes. Like,
that's how they do at the Chinese restaurants.
Right. And that's like, why I'm just trying so many things, because I just know we're the chosen ones.
That's right.
You know,
facts.
To make that happen. So.
Big facts.
You ain't going to stop.
Nope.
Can't quit. You okay. got any?
Can't stop. Yeah. Won't stop.
Yeah, I got one.
All right. You first.
All right. So I was just thinking, and I kind of just made this up because, you know, I be on Twitter a lot and I be watching a lot of people talk and shit. So mine is, anyone can sound like they know what they're talking about, so practice discernment.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
People be talking. People be chatting. Talking and you just be like, you talk a lot. I hear you, but it's also like, what do I really connect with? But right. I feel you though.
Right.
Be very careful, my children.
What you got for us?
So these moments come from my most recent acid trip. And also I realized that I want to compose, not a Bible. It's kind of like, I want to compose like a Bible slash like an Aesop's Fables, or, you know, like Derek's Fables, like type of
oh, yeah,
like
I know what you mean.
Book that has just like stories attached to lessons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start working on that in the background. But on that note, I got 2 stories from that trip. One is the lesson of the windowsill, and the other one is the lesson from the fountain. So the lesson from the windowsill, I know they just sound so beautiful, right? So the lesson from, you know, I'm about this marketing shit. So the lesson
you're also a poet.
Oh, that part too. So the lesson from the windowsill, during the entire trip, right? Well, during most of the trip, I was on Tu's couch, and I was looking at the windowsill that's across from me. And as I was like sitting down, I guess like my perspective kind of like warped in this way, where the windowsill just kind of felt, it looked so high up, and especially like watching the cat leap up there every time, I was like, yo, that windowsill is mad fucking high up. And eventually by the end of the high, like I finally like got up from the couch and like walked over, and I was like above it almost, like, but it just looked, it's hard to explain. Like, I did not know I was going to be that tall when I was, like, in front of it, because that should look dumb high up. Like, it almost looked like up to the ceiling. Right. But it's because I was sitting lower than it, right? So what that taught me was that something that looked so far and unattainable, once I confronted it, I realized that I was larger than it. Mm-hmm. And that just, like, really, like, stuck with me. Then the lesson from the fountain, too, also has this, like, running water fountain for the cat. And I was staring at it for, so like when I first saw it, didn't really care about it. I was just like, okay, it's a thing. Like, I accepted it for what it was, right? But then later on into the high, I really started thinking about like, where the fuck is the water coming from? Because it's not like it's attached to
I remember you asking
to any, right, I asked this shit. I was like, you know, it's not attached to anything. So basically what the lesson from the fountain showed me was that it showed me who I am, and it showed me that I accept things as they are presented to me. And I don't exert thought on things until I acknowledge, like, I don't exert thought on things until I acknowledge that I'm going to spend a certain amount of time in the same space with it. Mm. And that's when I start really, like, thinking about it and, like, diving into, like, who is this person? How do they work? And X, Y, Z, and da-da-da. But if I feel like I'm just going to, like, cross your path for, like, a hot second, I'm just going to take you as you are. I'm not going to put too much, like, thought into, like, why you dress like that. Or, you know what I mean? Whereas, like, some people off the bat are kind of just, like, automatically analyzing people. Yeah. I'm not like that. Like, I realize that I'm very just like, okay, I'll just take you as you are. Yeah. Yeah. But then later down our path, I'll really dive into you and have these deep conversations and XYZ. I'm not really the, like, drunk night type of person, have a conversation about our lives type of person, because I feel like I'm wasting my time on you.
that's funny, because I'm really not, like, I'm not that type of person neither, but those type of people are always drawn to me when I'm out and I'm lit and I'm drunk. Like, niggas be wanting to tell me their whole fucking life, and I just be sitting there and I'm like, nigga, I'm trying to dance. What the fuck, bro? Like, what is you talking about right now?
I'm trying to dance. Yeah, I love that. So yes, that's the lesson of the windowsill and the lesson from the fountain. Those are my gems.
Affirmations.
I got none.
My affirmation for this week is, I'm not expecting it to be easy. I want it to be in alignment. And I also got that from Lauren London's interview. She said that, and I was like, ooh, that's a good one.
Period. Shout out to Lauren London. Yes.
Okay.
I have two, and it's actually two affirmations that I was saying inside the shower while I was doing that sweet bath before the show. And one of them is, I'm proud of myself. And the other one is, I'm worthy of a love that is loud.
Can we say it one more time?
I am worthy of a love that is loud.
I like that.
And the other one.
And I am proud of myself.
Period.
Let's get into...
Awkward.
Awkward. We're so tragos. Okay. We're going to get into Tragos, which is a game made for Latinos. It's a drinking card game your abuelita would not approve of. Each box holds 109 ridiculously true Latino reference cards designed with unique categories to get la fiesta started. Drink and play responsibly.
Or irresponsibly.
All right. I'll start.
Pop it off.
It says, pick two. Pick two types of Latino cuisines. Everyone votes on which one is better. The group with the least votes takes four sips.
You got to pick them?
Yeah, I pick two, and then you guys have to choose which one is better.
I bet, because I was about to yell it out. That's why I asked.
I'm going to do the classic tres golpes. You know, Dominican style. We eat this for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which is... smashed plantains, mango.
I was like, you gotta explain it to me, because I don't call it that.
Smashed plantains is mango.
Okay.
And then sachichon, which is the sausage.
Yes, that shit slaps. Sausage.
And then huevos, which is eggs, fried eggs. Then you gotta have your cebolla and saboyao, which is...
This is a big-ass meal.
No, it's very heavy, but it's very filling, but it's like we literally could eat it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah.
Then you have to have your cebolla and saboyao. Some people don't like onions, but you just have to have it with this, which is pickled onions.
Okay. Need that.
You know, grilled on top. Mm-hmm. And your fried cheese, your queso frito.
Yeah, facts.
That's your tres golpes. Oh. Your three hitters. I mean, there's four in there, but.
Oh, yeah, I was like, there's a lot.
Tres golpes means like your three hitters.
Okay.
All right.
So what, we have to pick one?
You had mango before, right?
Hell yeah.
Which is smashed plantains.
Yeah.
So it's that. That's one.
I've had the mango with the salchichon, but I haven't had it with the rest.
You haven't had the fried cheese and the egg and the onion.
My grandma Ecuadorian.
Oh, yeah, so it's different. It's different. I'm trying to think of another Latino.
Wait, that was all one?
That's one.
Oh, my God. On one plate.
No, it's heavy. It's heavy. Damn. And then I'm going to go with South American raw pupusas, because I love pupusas. Colombians, or is it?
I'm not entirely sure.
Ecuadorians, too. They eat pupusa. Hondurians.
Hondurians, I know.
Pupusas is like it's made out of...
Arepas and pupusas different?
It is, because the green is different, but it's around the same family.
Yeah.
Mm. Pupusas, so there's cheese in the middle, too. There's also, you can put any meat or whatever you want.
I'm going to slide with the tres golpes.
Can I take the meat out of that one?
No, nigga.
Look, this is pupusas.
Let me do whatever the fuck I want to.
Talking about, can I take the meat? Now you want to take the meat out.
Now you want to take the meat. El Salvador. Popular or more popular?
Yes, El Salvadorian. Yeah. Salvadorian.
And what's in that one?
Cheese? They could put cheese, beans, ooh, chicken, jalapeno, ooh, no shrimp. Chicken. It could be anything in the
nigga.
Middle.
Nigga. this is not going off of your personal diet.
No, it's pupusa.
So. I thought we was ordering.
No.
So you going to go with pupusa?
I'm going to go with the pupusa.
Tres golpes.
Because, you know, you just can't go wrong with the mango, the salchichon, and the
yeah, the mango and the salchichon is just, like, undefeated,
yeah, you just
bro.
Can't
like,
go wrong with it.
That is... a lot. It sounds like a heart attack, but what happens next?
Okay, go your turn.
Right. So
whoever has the most votes. I mean, I don't vote, but you guys voted 1-1, so.
I ain't got nothing.
Well, his will go away.
So the group with the least votes takes 4 sips.
So I technically. Yeah, so I'm going to take 4 puffs.
Ooh, pass that.
You have to lose. Sorry.
I'm going to go. If you've ever been asked if you speak Mexican, take 3 sips.
I'm gonna take 3 sips.
I figured.
I figured
that's some shit that didn't happen to you.
I was in grade school, high school. They're like, "You speaking Mexican?"
I'm crying.
There's always that one, right?
Yeah, there's always that one. Luckily,
ignorant.
I forgot all Spanish after the age of 5. So nobody even knew that I was Hispanic. Yeah, moved away from my grandma. You know what I'm saying?
It's alright, you could get it back.
You have to suck on it while the number rises to 33.
I said that. That sounded crazy. Alright, you next, nigga.
If you've ever been drunk off of guaro, take a shot of it or the closest thing around.
What is guaro?
I don't know. If you've never tried guaro, take 2 sips. Better like only if you're the legal drinking age.
What
is guaro?
I don't know what's guaro.
Nobody here knows what guaro is.
Guaro.
Yeah, none of us have drank that shit.
Oh, all right, so pick a... Let's do this. This is a fun one. Okay, pick a player to call their parent and tell them I love you on speaker. And they skip, they take a shot. Adelise, yes, do it right now.
Do it right now
and put it on speaker. Hurry up.
Why am I not?
Hurry up.
Watch my mom be like, how much you want to bet? Is everything okay?
How to put it on speaker, do it.
Oh my god.
Ooh, I want more of these. This is fun.
Let's call my mom.
Yes.
Gosh. If she says something crazy, please delete it. Oh my gosh.
Put it on speaker. Let us hear the ring.
I'm just going to say and hang up.
No, don't be weird.
Right. She gonna call your ass right back.
Right. Put it closer. Yes.
If she answers.
Hello?
So, mommy.
I'm there.
I love you.
I love you too.
Great.
So what is your problem?
No, we're recording. And we're playing a game called Tragos, and they said one of you call your mom and say you love them, and they picked me to call you. So I love you.
Oh, it's not actually you love me.
I mean, I was waiting on it.
That's why they picked me. All right, so Ma, say bye to my friend.
Bye, guys.
Bye. And damn, you couldn't even let her think it was real for like a hot second. I'm crying. Okay, great. We all went, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful. Now let's get into our how-to of the episode.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's about to get a little sexual.
Yes. This is the next chapter in our audiobook called How to... Embrace your sexuality.
Embrace thine sexuality.
Yeah.
Hey, let me hit the hole, man. Like,
oh, yeah, go ahead.
Can't X me out.
I'm crying. You ain't lose the game. All right, let's get into it. So.
What 33 you talking about?
Oh, because there's a counter on here.
That was, so, like, it went up there fast.
Yeah. Pull slow, yeah, suck fast.
All right, let's get into it.
And you got to hold the button while you do it, too. All right, so embracing sexuality. So, Adelise, what does sexuality mean for you?
Sexuality, I mean, you know, for I'm a woman,
Woman, let me be your woman.
I am woman.
Yes.
So I feel like they say that we already are, like, you know, we walk down the street and it screams, you know, sexual being, like, you know, just like this essence sense. So I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's in the hips, it's in the way we walk, like, it's that essence. Like, sexuality to me is like the essence and like just body movement, like how you move, literally, physically. Ooh, you okay there? Whoa! All right, one man down, and you done pulled 2-3. You pulled 33. You pulled 250. Huh?
I went to 40, and I ain't even doing what he did. Damn.
You pulled a 50.
That boy dying.
So yeah, sexuality is that for me, and just like, I don't know how to explain it more.
I'm not entirely sure how to explain it myself, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I know the base understanding of, like, what society says sexuality is because it's around us every day, you know what I'm saying? Like, how people identify. But just, like, taking it past the whole straight, gay, lesbian, bi, pan shit. This nigga coughing is distracting me right now. This shit is so hilarious.
Yo.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would just be like sexuality is just how comfortable you are in your sexual energy and how you express that.
In your skin. not in your choking.
Yes. But yeah, it's just like
not
how
coughing in our friends here.
Excuse you.
How comfortable you are in your sexual energy and just expressing that sexual energy. And the way that I understand sexual energy through my research of the chakras is its connection to the sacral chakra. And I understand sexual energy as just creative energy. Like, people don't even know, but when I'm horny, I make music. So
and it comes out through there.
Yeah, like that, like you can feel that.
I be getting horny.
And a lot of people
do. Yes, your music is very, it's part of that playlist.
Yeah, I have a lot of songs on my sex playlist.
Yes,
see,
it's part of that playlist.
I like
playlist.
That. I like that. But, yeah. That's,
I think
that's,
it's like physical touch, but then it's also like very magical for me too. Like, it's
it's an essence, like you were saying.
But it's more like, to me, it's like deeper than that. Like, because I could just see somebody like just standing there. And they could just be standing, like, not moving, but it's, like, something, like, in them that you just, like, damn, they look mass sexy, or, like, it's...
That'd be
sexy.
Me.
Like,
so
you know?
You feel like, so, you understand sexuality as it's worn?
Yeah, he's trying to hold in that cough.
Please drink something else.
That shit took me out.
That nigga put that shit away.
Tea. Now you need some tea. You were like, enough.
Now y'all know why. Now y'all know why I just be doing two a day. That's all it takes. But so you understand sexuality as it's like worn, you know, like ethereally as it's worn.
More ethereally than
ethereal. That's one of my favorite words.
I know. Yeah, and two, it seems as if you understand sexuality as within, as like energy within.
Sexuality is also very confident.
It is an extremely confident. Like, all the women now posting they ass and shit on Instagram. A lot of niggas hate that shit. Me personally, all for it. Not gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying? Be comfortable in your skin, baby. Yes. Show that shit off.
Absolutely.
You look good. But
I think I'm a mixture of the two. I love I definitely understand or embrace sexuality as an energy, and as I think I embrace it more as an energy versus something that's like worn, you know what I mean? Like, versus like anything physical or like even like aura wise, I don't really.
But isn't aura energy?
It is.
Like, yeah.
It's your energy field, literally.
Right, yeah. That, like, filled around you, right? But, like, I don't know. I just feel it. Or, like, I see it more. Because for me, it's not. For me, it's different because I don't see sexuality as people's, like, aura field, right, around them. I see people's latent sexuality, if that makes sense. Like the one that
the dormant energy.
The one that sometimes they don't even know about. You know what I mean? Like that's the one I often see on a daily basis from people, which intrigues me so much. Which is why.
Or is that something that you create?
I was about to say that.
Because I do that too.
No, sometimes because
when I see, like, someone that looks just so.
He said, "Nah, I'll be." He said, "Nah, I'll be right."
No, I do innocent. Be right because years.
Well, yeah, because I feel like also every human has that.
No, they side, don't. Like, but
no,
like,
they don't.
No, they don't. Yeah, like it'll be some time, like either weeks, months, or years down the line, it'll come out that I was absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Even with like one of my friends, we were talking the other day, and like way back in the day, like in school. What I saw within him was I just saw like certain specific things within him that I had never sensed from anybody else. Mm-hmm. And he just told me about it the other day. And this is like what, like, I don't know, 10 years later or something like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I always kind of just like already felt that from him. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Two. Like the first time that I met Two, I told him that like his energy was like very mysterious and deep and dark, and I felt like he was a fucking freak. And
still that.
Yeah, still Stop. That. Proven right. So yeah, I just felt like I'm really good at picking up on people's like latent sexuality. How do you navigate your own? And what would you say? Actually, let's do each other.
Yeah.
Should we do like what do we think ours is first? No, we're gonna tell
like,
you.
Like, how do we navigate? Like, what
we're gonna tell you. How do we identify yours? How does yours look to us? To you first.
No, what?
Yeah.
That's very intimate. Don't be a little pussy.
I think you should go first. Don't look. I gotta think about it.
Don't look into my pussy.
Yes.
I'm fucking crying. I'm crying.
Adelise is, no, you know what I think?
I feel like he knows me more than.
Yeah, nah, definitely. That's why I'm like.
No, but it's not about knowing.
Sexual moments, I feel.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Addy like that. Like, to me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's like very, like, innocent to me. You know what I'm saying?
But I know
you a grown ass woman, though.
Right.
So, like. Yeah, that's kind of like the extent of it to me. And I know you dance and shit like that. So it's just like, yeah, you probably get down. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I can't gauge it because I haven't seen it.
But this is the gauge, though. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do it from the standpoint of like, we don't even like know that much or whatever like that. This is like what's being presented to us on an everyday basis.
Right.
So you're getting the innocent. Yeah. Whatever on a everyday basis.
Interesante.
Exactly right. I feel like on an everyday basis, I feel like Adelise's sexuality is very like mischievous. Like I feel like you have like a very like mischievous. It's hidden.
I could see that.
It teeters at the top, and then I also feel like for some interesting reason, I also feel like it's very like. Porn based. Like I feel like when you do get down to brass tacks, I feel like maybe sometimes, all right, you know when you're playing, this is for me and you, you know when you're playing a video game and you can go to the move list?
Yes.
I feel like.
And all the moves is there?
Yes. I feel like when Addy goes to her moves list, it's like, all right, downtown Scribby, ride this nigga. Yeah, you like that. Like, I feel like she takes things from like certain like.
That's hilarious.
Porns, and she be like, yeah, I'm gonna bust this move out. No, because it's good. No, it could be creative to enact those moves, but
I mean, I think, you know, there was all in many, you know, the beginning of your sexual, like, you do look at porn, you know, to just be like, oh,
yeah,
like, you
yeah.
know, not like you take some things from porn.
I've definitely, you know, like taking things from porn. So.
Period. That part right there. Okay. Now,
original moves.
Now tell us, how do you self-identify your sexuality?
I think I agree with you where it's just like, I like to, I think now that I'm older, like, I don't mind showing it more. But when I was younger, like, it was
very coy,
very,
shy,
very, like, reserved, you know, in. You only see that side if we right. about that side.
We yeah, fast, fast. You know, if we go in there.
Yeah, if we right, go in right, there, right. I'll go there with you. I'll meet you. Okay. You know? But I like that about me, too, where it's just, like, I'm very sexual. Like,
yeah.
It's just, I just don't show it as much.
Right, right.
But I do, like, as I gotten older, again, I definitely embrace it more, and I feel like it's, like, really important, especially being a woman, like, to really, like, embrace that.
And own that,
and
yeah.
really not give a fuck.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Because everybody be worried about y'all pussy, for real.
Right. It's true.
That is.
It's true.
Who next?
Beautiful. Let's do two.
two. Yes. Two is also mysterious.
Yes.
But, you know, we hear the music. So the music just gives me the visual. So I just know you've been getting there, too.
There it is. There it is.
And it's always, like they say, and I think that's always the thing. They say, like, the quietest ones are the most sexual. And I do believe, like, from my experience, mm-hmm. like, I do believe that.
Wow. Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. What I pick up from two is, like, I pick up this very, like, there is just something, like, very deep and dark and, like, demonic about, like, yes,
no,
yes,
you're
this is mine, excuse me, you had yours, this is mine. I feel like there is, like, a little, like, seed of Satan that is just, like, ready to just, like, really... I go ham on what? Some on somebody. Like, I feel like there is something what? In you
sorry,
that just wants to ravage, like, a being. Like, I just feel like you want the opportunity. I picture bitches here hanging from the ceiling, tied up.
Like 50 Shades.
I didn't see that movie, but I guess so. I don't know. I just feel something very, like, it's like Addie's mischievous thing, but more like, if you step into this room,
be prepared.
You might not walk out. You might be rolling out in the wheelchair.
I'm fucking crying. I am crying right now.
You fucking walk in there with your feet and you come out in a casket. Like, it's just something very, like...
Not a casket.
Yo. Put the pussy in... Put
period.
The pussy in a
sarcophagus. You... And this is why yeah, okay. Ye is my Gemini uncle, because we know what we be talking about, period.
It's funny... Because
yes, how do you self-identify?
Y'all are both right. And as I grow older, I would say that my sexuality is getting more explorative. And
we actually just had this conversation.
Yeah, I definitely do have that side that you're talking about, because fuck, I can't think about what that practice is called right now with all the ropes and shit, but it's a Japanese
bondage.
No. There's a specific Japanese word for it, because it's a Japanese thing. Yeah, definitely something that I want to try. Okay. I'm like very, very low key a masochist. Like, I only like inflicting pain, of course, if the person wants it, but
right.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one girlfriend that I had where, like, she asked
story.
Me, yeah. She asked me, she when we was fucking one night, she told me to grab my knife. And I was like, yo.
No.
I was like, yo, you serious? I was like, you serious right now? She was like, yeah, grab your knife. So I grabbed my knife, and I deadass had my knife to her neck while I'm fucking her.
Look at Addie's face.
And
I mean, I'm not, it's just dangerous.
I'm careful.
I'm no, here I'm for not. It.
I'm a careful individual, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But you see how, like, that mischief, like, that's a very mischievous thing
like,
to do,
I would not
but it's very
that.
Dark. Yeah. And your mischievous is kind of like, oh shit, this knife is no, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, so.
Yeah, so, like, it's explorative. It is a little dark at times, but I also know how to, like, I'm a very balanced person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can kind of adapt to any situation, and I'm a giver.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big giver when it comes to sex, and I feel like that is part of the reason why I have such addictive sexual energy, because people do not leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Very interesting. Not for me. Do me now.
You are just
this open book.
Yes.
Yeah, just the open, mad open.
Okay.
But no, I think like it's in your sexuality just bleeds from like your smile, you know, like it just comes out immediately for me. I've seen it. You're very comfortable, very confident in your sexuality. I think that's like one of the traits that I think everyone like really drawn to you about, how you're just comfortable in your skin. And it's also, it's very playful. It's very playful, very flirty.
Facts, yeah.
With whoever. literally, very playful, but then also, just from what you told me, I've never seen anything. I can also see that very dark, very down with whatever type of vibe, too.
Is it my turn?
Very explorative.
I was about to
what
say.
What the fuck this nigga about to say?
Got all shitload.
Range. There's lots of ranges.
Yes. Very versatile. Yeah. Period.
Okay, verse.
Right. Period.
Definitely have to agree with Addie as far as the playfulness and the, well, shit, everything she said, for real. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to take it a step further. This nigga, I feel like yo ass get down with like raunchy shit. Like you fuck with raunchy shit. This nigga likes to be dominated type shit. And I only know that because of the way he speaks to me. I only know that because of the way he speaks to me. You know what I'm saying?
And like slipping out some time.
Yeah, that shit be slipping out because y'all know I'm like an aggressive person and shit. So like, me and this nigga be having conversations. Like I'll say certain shit just like mad straight sometimes, and he'll be like, "Yes, daddy," and I'll be like, "This nigga here." So like, that shit in my mind already lets me know, like in the bedroom, this nigga likes to be dominated and shit like that. Like you're with nasty shit, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? Very. You probably more adventurous than me, if not the same. So that's what I would size it up to be.
I mean, you both are very
very open and free with it too.
Super open, super free. Everything that both of you said is very correct. I feel like I identify with my sexuality as this being that is just very on the wind and free spirited, and it's like we can play. We can really play when we get into the realm. I think of like my sexual experiences with people as like the fifth dimension. Like if we are here right now, this is we're in the third dimension. We're skipping the fourth and we're literally like in the realm with the gods. Like it is going to be very different with me because I'm not like two. I'm also a pleaser. Like I'm also a pleaser as well. Like you're not leaving.
You're not leaving here dissatisfied.
You're not leaving here dissatisfied.
Way too, like, if you didn't finish, like we're gonna make it happen.
You're but not, you know, going anywhere. On top of that, it's also on top of that. I also have that other thing with two. Where it's like, people are not addicted to me sexually. Like, I just have never heard that from anybody, but everybody does. When you have a sexual experience with me, you are going to think that I love you. Like, you are going to, like, I literally had somebody ask, like, they were serious. Like, they wanted to marry me, like, the next day. And,
bro.
And it's real. It's very real.
Shit gets serious. But, you know, shit gets serious.
Really yes.
Like,
and
I don't judge anyone who feels like that because
my mental fortitude is
closest to that, where I'm just like, God damn.
Right. Because it's beyond, because, like, for me, it's beyond the physical. Like, I'm fucking up your role physically, but also like I am, because I will never forget this. Actually, wow, this is crazy how this hit me. My first boyfriend, the first time that we had sex. The only way that I could describe it, like, I felt like I was traveling through his universe. Mm, I felt and that before. That's what yeah, it is like for me every time. Like, I'm going to explore your universe, your entire universe. And yes. Yeah.
I love that.
Final sentences on how to embrace one sexuality. Addie.
Yeah, I just have 7 quick little
love these.
I love these, yeah.
You know, shout out to Google. Shout out to their refinedwoman.com. Mm-hmm. This is more catered to women, but I feel like it could go for any.
Definitely.
Any whatever you identify as. Number one, invest in your, like, how to embrace it more, like how to bring it out more. Invest in into your self-care. How can you show up for yourself?
Facts.
And how can you show yourself that you are worthy and acceptance of love? Yes. To put on that flirty dress or put on that silk tee or the Calvin Klein motherfucking boxers.
I'm crying.
Those are fucking fine. 3, get into your body. One thing, this is what I want to share that I also felt like helped me more with, like, knowing my body, which helped with my sexuality. Like, shout out to Dance for this. Like, just, I give myself massages a lot. Like,
same.
And when you put on lotion, like, use that time to, like, touch yourself. Like, touch yourself sexually too, but, like,
running late. I gotta go.
Yeah, but, you know, when you have the time or whatever, put that lotion, like, and just be, like, touching on yourself. Like, I do that facts. A lot, and that really helps me.
It does.
Bring it out more.
You massage your neck a little bit extra with the lotion on?
Huh?
You heard me. I said, you spend a little extra time going over your dick when you got the lotion on?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah,
but like, I don't use lotion, but like the shea butter.
Your boobs, like, massage them. So look at yourself in the mirror, like, you know, squeeze.
I feel like it'd be very fun to have boobs. Yes.
Yeah, I actually love having boobs.
Yes. Embrace those today's.
Get into your body. That was 3. Number 4, create something new. Yeah. You know, whatever that means for you. 5, romance yourself. Romance me, girl.
Facts.
Yes.
I take myself on dates. I'll be looking in the mirror like, nigga, you a cute ass nigga.
Same.
Drip that syrup on your nipple.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
this is a whole production.
Yes. 6, buy yourself lingerie. This is.
I'm wearing some right now.
Yes. Like, where the. I got on my Calvin freaky shirt.
I got silk pajamas.
Those. What is that called?
You do have silk pajamas. Oh, my little my jock strap.
Yes.
Yeah.
The jock strap G string.
Thongs be making me feel sexy as fuck. I'd be like, ooh, let me bend those.
Okay, period. I just feel all the air right now.
7, practice receiving.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you got
that's
I think
a big
that's
part.
Super important one. Yeah.
Yep. So that's that. That's my last little bit.
I love it. What about you two?
Shit. I kind of just want to talk about what I did 2 years ago, because that's kind of like what started me really embracing my sexuality. Upon my research of the sacral chakra and all of that, and all of that sexual energy, I was really just understanding myself on a sexual level. That's when I like understood that I fuck with men and shit like that, you know? Yes. So around that time, I also jumped out the window and I started an OnlyFans.
Jumped out the... No. I'm like, it must have been the second floor because he's still crying.
I am fucking crying.
Crying. My leg's still intact.
Right.
Nah, but...
Oh, yes, I remember that.
But yeah, like, I created this OnlyFans, and I created the OnlyFans because I know that, like, deep down, I enjoy spicy shit and, like, taboo shit.
Yes.
So, like, everybody be hating on OnlyFans right now. Like, oh, that's, like, some, you know, some neck shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like... You know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And it was so well received. I like got so much money off of that.
Love it.
But yeah, that was just like part of me embracing my sexuality, you know, and the taboo-ness of it and shit. And then in addition to that, like what I do now is just like, I just look at myself naked a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like I just look at myself naked a lot, and I just really admire my body. And I admire my face, my hands, my dick, my fucking legs, like everything.
That's so, what I do when I'm putting on that lotion. I'm admiring my body. I'm touching my body. I'm feeling myself.
Right. And I also massage myself a lot too, like that part was saying, you know, like I'm always giving myself every type of massage, yes. Like, and really just getting into my body. That's why I started like stretching a lot when y'all niggas be seeing me at work. And you're like, yo, this nigga be stretching the whole damn shift. I be stretching my whole shift, bro, and massaging my back and shit like that. So like, yeah, you know, it's just really, really becoming in tune with your body,
yes.
And your emotions and the things that you feel, acknowledging them, accepting them, and then moving forward with that as a part of yourself rather than trying to detach that from yourself and like shame yourself for it, because a lot of society shames sexual beings because sex is not supposed to be like this, it's not supposed to be like an open thing in the right. eyes of society, you know what I'm saying? But like, nigga, you here Monet here because somebody fucked.
Everybody was fucking,
bro. Yeah. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, can't look at sex as a bad thing. Can't look at your sexuality as a bad thing. Can't look at you embracing your sexuality as a bad thing. You have to accept every part of yourself.
Yes.
Love that. For me, I'm going to say, explore your desires and be vocal. I literally was having this thought earlier today that like sexual repression really makes me sad for people, like especially like if I have
married
that'd
be like, oh, we haven't had sex in 6 months. I'm like, how are you still married?
Yep, that, or even like when you're stuck in something like that, but you really want to be doing something else. And it, you know what I mean? There's some people out there who's like, you know, dick don't be getting hard in their current situations, but it's because it's like, that's not what you want. Like, you want to be exploring something else. You know what I mean? Like, whatever that fucking other thing is, like, I don't know, just be vocal and explore. It's so important. And yeah, when I be feeling it, I be saying it. Like, that's how I embrace it. I am horny. Like,
we actually every time we take acid, me and Derek both have a moment like that. And it happens at different times.
Acid makes you horny.
Well, you just feel everything.
You feel everything.
Yeah.
So
it's weird because like what Tu was talking about with the sacral chakra, it's like this energy that starts there and just like takes over your body. So you don't really know what the fuck is going on, but like you know at the root of it, you're horny. You know what I mean? And yeah, like you said, yeah, it's been happening at like different points. So it's always like funny. It's always like, and we'll dead ass like laugh like during those moments because like we will know that like the other person is like going through it, but it's just like wildly funny because like the other person is off of it when they know that you're going through it. But yeah.
Well, there it is, y'all.
There it is.
The end of that episode.
You guys love this episode so much. I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
I'm horny right now.
Yes. I know. No, the couch is wet.
I'm like, you see how I'm holding my legs?
Right.
You said the couch is wet. You're annoying.
You may have noticed that the TE current news and entertainment sections have disappeared from this show, but trust and believe they are still around. Join us on Instagram Live Saturdays at 1:30 p.m. for a show we call Today's Dose and the Track Series. That's where we'll be getting into a lot of stuff. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at Adelise Perdomo on Instagram.
And you can find me at TWO32 on Instagram.
And you can find us at The New York Dose in lots of places. This episode was produced by the board of The New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer and editor is moi. Photos were taken by Adeloso. And shout out to the rest of The New York Dose team, Hassan, Teek, Jilu, Lenny, Alexis, MB. And if you want to be a guest or want to chill with us or want some press and all that other jazz, contact us at info@thenewyorkdose.com. And don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York, baby.
It's the New York Dose.
Baby.
Bow.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.